Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving, ultra-mega nuclear patriots. This is Radio Free Redoubt, the morning commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Good morning to you, and good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Thrash a Call Me Thursday.
Thrash them. Yes.
And, you know, we weren't able to report yesterday on Trump's announcement from Mar-a-Lago. But I have a clip here from the speech that he gave there. And granted, we already know, everybody already knows that he has announced his run for presidency for 2024. And like we had mentioned before, that's no surprise. We've known it all along. And as far as we've been concerned here with the morning commute,
yeah,
we've been honoring him as the legally elected president since 2020 anyway.
That's right.
So you know, so it's no surprise to us. But I've got an excellent clip here for segment two that I think you're really going to enjoy. And plus, he while he was there at Mar-a-Lago, he announced that once all the tallies came in, and I mean, and granted, there are still races that are left to be counted, especially once they're contested for fraud.
Yes.
But the current tally for all of the Save America candidates that won by his efforts, I might add,
yeah,
were 232 wins with 22 losses.
That's so amazing.
That is
over a 90% success rate
yes,
for people he's endorsed. Yeah,
that's right. And it's because of all of the backing by all the true Americans. He's
right.
Got a huge base. I mean, and we already know that. I mean, gosh, with over 80 million people that voted for him legally last time,
right,
that they managed to just throw under the rug. You know, I mean, that's why,
yeah,
they are so terrified of Trump.
Absolutely, and they should be, and they are. They are just, they are in freak out mode now.
Oh, yeah.
And these guys are going to try to do as much as they can to destroy the United States as possible before 2024 gets in. Of course, I don't know what they're worried about. I mean, if we don't fix elections and, you know, the election theft, it's
right,
going to just be rinse, repeat, you know?
Yeah,
and
they're the ones in charge of all of the electronic voting fraud. You know, they've got
right,
the final say on every race if they want to.
Yeah, I think they just want the world to just be happy with the Mitch McConnell Republicans,
right,
and stop causing waves. Because, it, you know, here's the thing. As long as Trump's in the game, then they have to work hard to
right,
steal the elections. They have to go through. They would just rather have, you know, the Republicans that are out there be part of the uniparty, you know, the
right,
anti-American party, and the go along to get along, the just following the godless agenda.
Yep.
Destroy the United States, you know, tear down our borders or continue with that process. Removing, you know, the separation of children and God, the separation of God and our whole culture.
Right.
And separation of Americans from their heritage. And, you know.
And they want to do so without, I mean, they just flat out don't want to follow the laws. They are here to usurp this nation and our Constitution. They're not here to obey the laws that we've already established. And so,
no, they're in the world. They're in the process of a great reset. I mean,
right,
completely redefining everything from economies to culture to laws and all of it. So, you know, as long as we're here, we're in the fight, and we're gonna fight it out with them. We are going to
That's
stand
right,
against it. It's evil. It is pure evil. And anybody that calls themselves a Democrat now at this day and age, it is just like somebody calling themselves a communist, you know, in the Soviet Union or
right,
a member of the Nazi Party,
yep,
in Germany.
Exactly.
And, you know, to be continuing to be a part of it, their agenda is so clear now. It's not hidden.
Right.
And what used to be a conspiracy theory, now they openly boast about.
Well, especially with them both just blatantly siding with each other, the rhinos and the dinos, they clearly are one party that has infiltrated both parties. And right. like we're saying, they are now the Uniparty, and they together have separated themselves from the MAGA Trump Republicans.
Right.
So it shows a clear division as to who they really are and what they really stand for.
That's right.
They, you know, and so they've done it to themselves. And quite frankly, if we are looking for who to prosecute for violating their oaths of office and Article 4, Section 4, just look straight down the line of rhinos and dinos, because they're self-admitted saying that they are against, well, Americanism and our constitutional law, and they are communists.
That's
and,
right.
And that they are supporting a globalist agenda. That is treasonous.
Yes,
that's
it is.
That's treasonous, as well as violating their oaths of office for Article 4, Section 4, where we are guaranteed a Republican form of government.
Yep. If you guys want to know who the enemies are that call themselves a Republican, just go and look at the list of Republicans who voted to keep Mitch McConnell.
There you go.
In. Those are the people that have got to be gotten rid of. I mean, that you need to do, you know, everything that you can to make sure that those people are not in those positions.
That's right. They're easy to find. I mean, in fact, gosh, they, well, I mean, look at Pennsylvania. Look at Georgia. Look at all of these states that had overt fraud. I mean, there was 250,000 extra ballots that were unverified that they found in Pennsylvania, and that
right.
was before the election, even.
And it's a repeat. It's the
it
same
is.
Offenders.
Same exact
all the time.
Thing.
Yeah, it's the same states. It's the same offenders. It's not getting addressed, and you know, here we are again. So. You know, I think it's great that Trump is running, and I think it's great that they're freaking out about it. And it's a great way to identify who the real enemies are.
Right.
Because they're the ones that are going to be the most vocal, and to watch their reaction tells you who is who the players are.
That's right.
And where, you know, whether or not he'll actually get in, you know, I don't know. We have to survive 2 years, you know, to even get to the election.
That's right.
And then now we know after two election cycles that it's so blatant now. I don't know what it would take, you know, to make things right again.
Well, exactly. Because you can only flush the toilet so many times
right.
before the nation's not going to survive. Because when you take out the whole economic base, which is our ability to distribute products, really, including gas, fuel, groceries, supplies. And if you take all of that out through the base, which is gas, diesel, oil, that right there is going to cripple this nation. And
right.
so how much longer can we last, especially once we see these diesel prices hike? And
all of
our groceries, all products that have been distributed traditionally by truck are suddenly going to almost probably be untouchable for every budget and every household in all of America.
Right.
And so all of that, while we are sitting on 750 years worth of oil reserves in
yes.
our own nation, we don't need to go to anybody else, no other nation, for oil or for gas or anything like that. We've got it all here, and we just need to be allowed to open our drilling.
Well,
and so
we're not short on solutions.
Oh, no, not at all.
But the problem is we're not short on obstructionists either.
Right.
And the people that, they have an agenda. This is clearly an agenda. They're following the formula to how to destroy a country, and they're the most powerful exceptional nation that's ever existed on earth.
That's right. And why wouldn't the communists have always been out to get America?
Right.
Always.
And we're just supposed to play nice.
Yep.
And just show up and keep voting, or vote harder.
Yes.
I voted so hard this last time too. I don't get it. I pressed
made a welt on the backside of your ballot, didn't it?
Yes. Yes. And still, you know, and I know lots of other people voted really hard. So, but we could go on and on about this, and we will continue, but we got to get to the word of the day, which, man, you were just ranting and raving over there about what the great word of the day, and now I have in anticipation.
That's right. Okay, well, so the word of the day for Thrashakami Thursday comes to us from John chapter 7, verses 15 through 19, which read, "And the Jews marveled, saying, 'How does this man know letters, having never studied?' Jesus answered them and said, 'My doctrine is not mine, but his who sent me. If anyone wills to do his will, he shall know concerning the doctrine whether it is from God or whether I speak of my own authority. He who speaks from himself seeks his own glory, but he who seeks the glory of the one who sent him is true, and no unrighteousness is in him. Did not Moses give you the law? Yet none of you keeps the law. Why do you seek to kill me?'" And that's it. But they, the other side of that, further down in the chapter, is not only does Jesus point out that none of them keep the law,
right?
And so why would they be pointing fingers at him when they themselves will not keep and honor the law? And so. So over here in verses 45 through 52, under the title Rejected by the Authorities, it says, "Then the officers came to the chief priests and Pharisees, who said to them, 'Why have you not brought him?' And the officers answered, 'No man ever spoke like this man.' Then the Pharisees answered them, 'Are you also deceived? Have any of the rulers or the Pharisees believed in him? But this crowd that does not know the law is accursed.' Nicodemus, he who came to Jesus by night, being one of them, said to them, 'Does our law judge a man before it hears him and knows what he is doing?' They answered and said to him, 'Are you also from Galilee? Search and look, for no prophet has arisen out of Galilee.'" And that's it. But it's interesting because in the case where we have no laws being upheld in our own election races right now,
right?
I mean, they are the people that are the perpetrators are the ones that are pointing fingers at Trump and Trump supporters while they're the ones breaking the law.
Right.
Right. And so I just find it interesting that that was the random turning today.
No
and
kidding.
this is what is in chapter 7. It's fascinating. And so they're talking about the law and the people that are willing to uphold it versus the people that are pointing fingers and not willing to uphold it.
Right. And it accused those who are for the rule of law as being the extremists.
Right.
You're just way out there.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Wow. Yep. Interesting.
And granted, you know, this is what we clearly are not Jesus and they, you know, the Pharisees clearly are not the communists that have usurped their positions right now, but still, it's a decent comparison as to what's actually going on, you know,
right.
and kind of just ties it into how one might relate it biblically, you know. This is what happens when certain leaders refuse to uphold laws,
right.
And so I thought I found that rather fascinating.
Yeah, that's a good one. Thank you. That's Mark.
That is John chapter 7, verses 15 through 19, and later reference verses 45 through 52.
There's nothing new under the sun, is there?
Nope, not at all.
We're coming back full circle. All right, well, we've got lots more to talk about with as far as the rule of law and compromising and
even to the extent of persecuting the people that are willing to uphold God's laws and the God's traditions in America. That's the
same
thing happening from the left right now towards all of the Christian Americans too.
Persecuting the righteous.
Yep.
And lifting up the wicked.
That's right.
All right, guys. Well, that's a wrap for segment one. Segment one brought to you by JesusAppears.com, the website to help get you rapture ready, and you can go to learn more about that at JesusAppears.com. This is the voice of the American Redoubt. Stick around, Christian nationalists, and we'll be back with more right after this. Then he gave me the Son of Man. That's why I'm giving all the glory to God.
because we cannot get reelect. We cannot win this reelection. Excuse me. We can only reelect Donald Trump.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder. Select your preferred carry style and order your holster today.
Welcome back to The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. And segment two is brought to you by KD Armor, serious body armor for serious times, Christian patriot-owned business, and they are katiearmor.com. That's spelled C-A-T-I, like come and take it. katiearmor.com. All right, Lady Liberty, segment two.
Well, yeah. So we've got this clip here from President Trump's speech that he gave at Mar-a-Lago, and he just sums some things up really nicely here. Go ahead and listen.
We elected a group of incredibly talented America First leaders who will be stars of our party for many years to come. In the popular vote, another thing that's not discussed for the House, we must remember that Republicans won 5 million more votes, the largest margin in many, many years, over the Democrats. 5 million more votes, that's a big thing. Breaking the radical Democrats' grip on Congress was crucial. So in other words, because of our great congressmen and all of our great congressmen and congresswomen, we have taken over Congress. Nancy Pelosi has been fired. Isn't that nice?
And there you go. It was, Nancy, you're fired.
That's right. And just like he has been saying this whole past year that we were going to get rid of Nancy Pelosi as speaker. So hooray for that.
Yeah, he did it. Now, you know, the word of the day, you're talking about, you know, the law and how that ties in. You know, what we're seeing today, and it really is just a defiance against God's law. The yep. ultimate, the highest authority, right?
That's right.
The Constitution, the Declaration of Independence falls under, the constitutions of the various states have to be in line, cannot be in conflict with the higher law.
Right.
So now you have these people that supposedly they are in positions where they're making decisions for our nation that you know, we're going to have to suffer for. But, you know, LifeSite News just covered, and a lot of people actually don't even know about this. Republicans join Democrats to advance same-sex marriage bill in a historic defeat for conservatives. Now, they couldn't have done that without the help of 12 Republican senators.
Right.
Who joined with all the Democrats to yep. pass this bill.
Yep, uniparty.
Yes. And we need to know, you know, who these 12 people are that are voting at the federal level to go along with the charade, forcing the rest of us to pretend that a man is married to another man or a woman's married to another woman.
Right.
And, you know, obviously there's a law that's in violation of the higher law. So unfortunately, the fallout from this is going to be so far reaching. It's going to start getting into everything from curriculum, which how could that get much worse, into other, you know, civil rights laws and things that they're going to force people to accept it.
Right.
And now, not that they haven't been on this track already, you know, and headed toward that trajectory, but this is a major defeat for God-honoring Americans who understand what we're up against and that understand that there will be accountability.
Well, exactly.
To our Creator.
Yep, exactly. Because He defines in Genesis that marriage is one man to one woman.
And listen what they call it. They call it the Respect for Marriage Act. How much more
wow.
disrespectful can you be? This is like Disrespect to God and His Design for Marriage Act.
Boy, talk about twisting words. Really,
yeah, so listen to this. Senator Susan Collins from Maine, Rob Portman, Ohio, Tom Tillis, North Carolina, Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, Mitt Romney, no surprise, Utah, Roy Blunt, Missouri, Richard Burr, North Carolina, Shelley Moore, Capito of West Virginia, Joni Ernst of Iowa, Cynthia Loomis, Wyoming, Dan Sullivan of Alaska, Todd Young of Indiana, and Ben Sass of Nebraska. He didn't vote. So, coward.
Right. Wow.
Those are people that are calling themselves Republicans that absolutely go against everything that people in the Republican Party stand for.
Yep.
I don't know how they keep getting in. It's got to be...
Well, it is. It's the voter fraud.
Election fraud.
Yep.
You know, I don't get it. I don't get it. But what I do get is that this will not go unanswered. I mean, God can only be taunted for so long, and we all have to pay the price for it.
Well, and the interesting part there is that the Lord calls us to rebuke others around us when they fall, when they're on the wrong path. And if you can rebuke them in a loving way that they can hear you, so that you can pull them back onto the narrow path, right? So that they're not, you know, guilty of abominations
right.
that the Lord has specifically outlined. And so what happens when you no longer rebuke people around you, it becomes allowable and tolerable. And then suddenly now it's politically correct. And now this is how it's going to go. And now this is the law, right?
Right.
So it's a progression of failing to rebuke a brother or sister when they're in the wrong, and then turning it into how dare you say anything to them now,
yes.
right?
Right.
And so goes society.
Yep.
So goes
silence the righteous.
Yep. And
yep.
and everything falls apart and falls into utter depravity, like we're seeing right now.
Well, and they're adding to it as well. This Title 42 is saying that they're saying it's coming to an end. Breitbart ran this article. They're saying a nightmare is beginning as Title 42 ends, and this is coming from a Border Patrol source. This 40 Title 42. Is the authority to expel applicable migrants from the United States. Well, they're doing away with that now. Now they're replacing it with Title 8 asylum process, which is going to change everything.
Well, and see, that's going to be a fantastic just confrontational battle, because what just happened with declaring an invasion at the Texas border
yes.
that's going to be followed by the Arizona border is going to come in direct conflict with that because Texas is right.
Right.
America is right. Our laws have already been established that say that is not okay.
Right.
And so that's actually going to bring to the very forefront the question of our Constitution.
And it's really going to make this governor race in Arizona so
critical. Yes, exactly. Because I've got an update here, in fact, that is very, very good news. When we're all hoping for, you know, as we're talking about the left stealing all the elections and they've got the final vote count every single time, you know,
right.
just let them vote long enough and they will surely win every election. Right.
Yeah.
And so here we've got, first of all, we've got the flashback. Remember that Fox 10 accidentally released an early graphic showing Katie Hobbs winning over 2 weeks before the election.
Yes.
Right.
I remember that.
And so, well, here's a response, an appropriate response to that I was so thrilled to see. It says here that breaking news, Arizona gubernatorial race is being questioned by the Arizona Republican Party, who issued a statement and is officially accusing Maricopa County of voter suppression after 25% of ballot tabulation machines were not working for hours on election day.
Yep.
And so, fantastic. It says here, the Republican Party of Arizona holds Stephen Richer, Bill Gates, the Maricopa Election Department, and the other supervisors absolutely responsible for making Arizona the laughingstock of America when it comes to fairly, efficiently, and transparently running our elections.
Yep. Now, that's coming from the Arizona GOP, right?
Yes, it is. Yep. And so great. Fantastic. They're going to sue. And
good.
So fantastic. This is going to be the verification of this election and the fraud.
And did Carrie Lake file an official lawsuit or?
Not that I've heard yet.
Okay.
I would imagine she's going to probably have to tag along with this accusation and, you know, what they're going to do about demanding answers.
Yeah, absolutely. And we want answers. We want this fixed. This is unacceptable. And so people are fighting for that. And, you know, something else interesting that we had stumbled across, there is a popular YouTuber named Monkey Works.
Yes.
Who tracks aircraft, cargo ships, and he's a data analyst. And found out this PC-12 signals intelligence plane has run circles over Maricopa County on the election day and the days after.
Right.
So the question is, why?
Yes. And I've got that address on YouTube for you right here. It's called SITREP11.14.22. Is something big coming? We encourage you to watch at 14 minutes, 30 seconds.
Yeah, really interesting. And Lady Liberty sent that link to the Arizona GOP.
Yep.
So that they can look at that, because we want answers. What were they doing up there? What was their function? If the signals intelligence plane owned by the Phoenix City
of Phoenix, yeah.
Yep. And what was the purpose? What were they doing? And they need to call them onto the carpet. The yep. Senate needs to do that.
That's right.
All right, guys. Well, we're out of time. We've got tons more to cover, but we'll pick up where we left off tomorrow, Fired Up Friday.
That's right. You all have a thankful Thrash of Commie Thursday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.